Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. As we talked about over the last 2 days, one of the favorite tactics of the enemy is to create an illusion which will make us think that the problems we encounter are unique to us, that no one else has to face what we face. We established three facts, and this is a brief review before we finish this teaching. The three facts. First, the devil is a defeated foe. Second, the devil is a liar. Third, the devil only has three weapons he can use against you: the ability to deceive, tempt, and accuse. Now let's look at the seven ways that we've been discussing about how to, you know, to win over every trick, trap, lie, deception, and wile of the enemy. Here's our review. Number one, grudges that embitter us. We can't have grudges. We can't. Because having a grudge makes a person unhealthy, unhealed, and unsettled. And by the way, if you want all the scriptures, and there was a lot of scripture with these, then go back and listen to the podcast, and you'll be able to catch it for the last 2 days.
That's true. Number two, jealousy that robs us. When a worker or a Christian or anybody is found looking at other people, what other people have, then that person will not be satisfied with what they have. Jealousy is nothing more than a trap that will eat your lunch and rob you of future blessings.
Number three, loneliness that isolates us. There may not be a single person within miles of your current location, but you are never, ever alone.
Number four, sorrows that discourage us. We need to remember that and understand that sorrow is generally caused by the loss of someone or something. And here are four questions and answers that help us deal with whatever sorrows may come our way. One, does anyone know what you're going through? I'm just going to give you the addresses of these important scriptures. Exodus 3, verse 7, Exodus 3, 7 in the Classic Amplified, Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5 in the Classic Amplified. Number two, why do sorrows make me feel so broken? Read Psalm 51, 17, Psalm 51, verse 17, and Isaiah 66, 2. Isaiah 66, verse 2. Number three, is there anything I can do to be delivered from these sorrows? God always brings us peace to every troubled, broken, sorrowful, sad, and difficult situation. But of course, we must seek his face. And we refer you to Acts 17, verse 27. Acts 17, 27. And there are so many others. Number four, is there any way for the sorrows I'm experiencing to bless other people? Well, that's answered in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. And very aptly done in the Message Bible.
Number five, finances that stress us. When in stress, when stress is high and the bank account is nearly empty, some people living in financial stress, well, it often causes a person or family to stop going to church. The one place where they can find comfort, relief, and strength. The enemy will even suggest they stay at home, because they have no money with which to tithe or give offerings. The worst possible thing you can do if you're living in financial stress is close the windows of heaven over your life. Yet, it is a favorite tactic of the enemy. He knows that if you don't tithe, if you don't give offerings, you've restricted, if not eliminated, your ability to bounce back financially.
So true.
Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. When it comes to your finances, we make the following five recommendations. Number one, determine if your financial stress is due to a short-term change in your circumstances or it's going to be a longer term problem. Number two, determine where you are financially. For nearly 30 years, I've taught people how to get a spiraling notebook for the next 30 days, track where they spend every penny of their money. Our technology has made things easier. If you have an iPhone or Android, you can get these easy spending expense trackers apps for free. The Android is called Expense Tracker. Assign a category to each entry, such as eating out. If you married, both spouses should be a part of this process. You know where the big money's going, but you'll be amazed at where the small money goes. Once you know where your money is going, then you can redirect your funds to your out-of-debt plan. Speaking of out-of-debt plan, number three, create an out-of-debt plan. If you're serious about this, we're willing to sew into your life a copy of the Master Plan. It's a 64-page book that'll take you step by step on getting out of debt. We've had it put on a CD-ROM, and we'll be glad to email you a download of it for free. Four, look for ways to save money. At our website, haroldherring.com, it's filled with useful information, financial insights on how you can save big money in every single area of your life. Under blogs, check out the various categories. And number five, monitor your progress. You need to inspect what you expect. If you have questions or need prayer, just send us an email to harold@haroldherring.com. Financial stress will kill you physically and those you love and cherish emotionally. Remember, your relief will come from the Word of God. Psalm 119:43, New Living Translation. As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands.
Number six, sickness that wears us down. If you or someone close to you that you love has been battling with sickness, here are some thoughts and scriptures that we need to get down deep inside of you. First, the very name of God, Jehovah Rapha, reveals he is Lord, our healer, as found in Exodus 15, verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I recommend you put your name in that and be speaking it over yourself or the one that you love.
Actually, honey, you know, we can remind everybody that they could go to the website, haroldherring.com. There's a button that says personalized scriptures. And seven scriptures have been personalized, including some of the ones you're about to share.
All right. That's true, too. If you don't want to take it from today's, you could go straight to the website. Second, Jesus paid the price for our healing. It says in Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, once again, it says, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, and carried our sorrows, pains, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And of course, 1 Peter 2:24 repeats that in the past tense, because this was Isaiah prophesying that Jesus would also die for our sicknesses. Third, will the enemy try to steal our healing? You can bet on it, absolutely. The enemy will try to deceive you into believing that healing is for everybody else but not you, or everybody else but not your loved one. But we know he is a liar and the father of lies. That's what we're studying these last 3 days. And the truth is not in him, because it says in Acts 10, verse 38, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. As believers, We need not accept anything but God's ability to bring healing and restoration, no matter what the enemy throws at us. It will take standing against him, but we were made to win. Fourth, what can I do if someone close to me is sick? This is difficult, especially being the caregiver. As believers, we should lead the charge boldly when we or someone we know needs healing. We can lay hands on the sick, that's our part, and they will recover, that's God's part. Mark 16:17 in the New Living Translation says, "These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new tongues, and they'll lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." God is waiting to display his healing power in us and through us. The personalized scriptures Harold mentioned, you know, you can go to haroldhearing.com and see these different groups of scriptures and put your name in them and begin to read and memorize and personalize those until they begin to live in you.
Amen. And lastly, number 7, tragedy that transforms us. There come defining moments in our lives when the tragedies, challenges we face are, well, we are forever changed or transformed. Consider the story of the lame man found in Acts 3:6-7. Acts 3:6-7, the Classic Amplified Bible. As the scripture indicates, this man was taken to the gates of the temple every day, where he was placed there by the gates. The inference in scripture is that the man sat outside the gates in all different kinds of weather. Not only that, but that he experienced the challenge of his infirmity, the indignity of being dependent on others to bring him to the temple, and the embarrassment of asking for money every day. The man's life was filled with tragedy, but it changed in a defining moment. Acts 3:4, Classic Amplified. And Peter directed his gaze at him, so did John, and said, "Look at us." There are defining moments in our lives when we come face to face with the truth, a rhema word that will transform our lives forever. Acts 3:5, Classic Amplified. And he, the beggar, gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Did you catch that? The beggar was expecting to receive something from Peter and John. He was looking to a man to meet his needs, to put food on his table, to pay his bills. However, on this particular day of the temple, the tragedy of the lame man's life was about to be transformed as he was touched by the power of the Holy Spirit. Acts 3:6, Classic Amplified. But Peter said, "Silver and gold, money, I do not have, but what I do have, that I give to you in the use of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." One word from a man or woman of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, will instantaneously change a person's life. It changed that man's life, and that word from God can change your life as well. And as you remember, the man jumped up, we're walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. As we look back at these 7 problems, tactics of the enemy, we need to know that God can and will transform our lives in an instant. But we have to be expecting our defining moment. We have to be expecting to be victorious over every attack of the enemy.
Amen to that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't normally do 3-part teachings, but we felt like this was important.
And it just kept going.
And it kept going. It did. Go to haroldhearing.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video if you've been blessed by the teaching. Where it says, "Sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put into the ministry." Hallelujah. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.